This is Dr. Kevin Elko with this Thursday night pep talk. Two kinds of people. There are really two kinds of people, those who learn and those who don't. And when it comes to coaching and teaching, before we really teach, we should teach people how to be taught. It's very, very important. Very few people really know how to learn. You have to admit, most people you know are the same person they are now than they were for years. There are two kinds of people. Those who learn and those who don't. And I was at my son's cross-country practice tonight, riding my bike behind them on the trail. And I've been training with him some. And I expected this, but he isn't quite as fast as the rest of them. Well, how do you get better? What kind of things do you say? The first thing is this. You have to keep teaching and reteaching and modeling and teaching this to ourselves. No self-pity. My closest friend is the head coach of the Colts. Called me in the middle of the night one night and said, I have leukemia. Chuck Pagano. And he said, my outside linebacker, Mathis, stood up 2 days ago. We just lost to Jacksonville. And said, there's no self-pity in football. Take the lessons and move on. There it is, two kinds of people. He said, I got diagnosed with leukemia today, which was a few days after that talk. He said, and I said to myself, there's no self-pity in cancer. We don't learn because we self-pity. We pity the situation. We pity we're slower than the other runners. And most self-pity comes through comparison, comparing us to other people, comparing our situation. Why does the other person have cancer? Why do I get it? But we have to get to a point when we work with our children and ourselves that we say there's two kinds of people, those who learn and those who don't. And the ones who don't move on, really, they get caught in self-pity and they get caught in comparison and they don't know how to take the lesson and move on. Start teaching your child as this school year comes, teaching yourself. No self-pity. No self-pity when a class is hard. No self-pity when the job's hard. No self-pity when the marriage is hard. And what we do is, I believe in doing it out loud, living out loud, loving out loud, speaking out loud, constantly saying, no self-pity, no comparison. We have a series out called the Maximum Performance Mindset. It goes into four different areas: coachability, practiceability, perform ability, inspire ability. But we have to start teaching how to be taught first. Coachability. Talk to your child. Tell them things like, don't wish it were easier, you have to get tougher. If you're hard on yourself, life will be easy on you. But if you're easy on yourself, life will be hard on you. When you receive feedback from the coach, don't go into self-pity. Don't compare. The other person didn't get yelled at. Learn how to take the lessons and then move on. You would really like our series because I believe one of the strongest things a parent can do is talk with their child. It's a series that focuses the conversation, initiates it. Start teaching your child as they get ready for school and for sport how to be taught. This is Dr. Kevin Elko with this Thursday night pep talk. There's just two kinds of people.